brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two. We're talking about the buildup of the attack on Iran. The soldiers being seized. Looks like a war provocation. We said the war would probably start off all the carrier groups and the troops being right up against Iranian waters looking for a provocation. That's how they always do it. And I would look for a carrier to get hit by a cruise missile, anything. I mean, believe me, all those aircraft carriers aren't there for nothing. Every time they put this type of firepower into a theater, they've used it. Now, I'm hoping that's not the case, but it ties into the dollar, it ties into the price of gold, it ties into your housing prices, the stock market, it affects so many things. We're taking your calls right now, and I guess we're talking to John in Oklahoma, and then we'll go to Gregory and others. Go ahead, John, finish up your point.
Well, I just wanted to make it clear that I'm not trying to be, you know, religious zealot or anything. This is just my spiritual fact for your
sure.
show tonight.
Well, you don't have to apologize for your free speech.
It's sympathetic, you know, because there may be people out there that are confused. We don't have to be afraid, Alex. I mean, when you started out, we better be afraid, you know, be afraid of this. What he says is trust in him and fear him because he can kill your soul. The only thing that there's any power to do is take our life. And I know that's a harsh statement for now, but that's reality, okay? What we need to focus on is focus on where he needs us to be. And that's just every day, wherever you can be to do
sure.
the weak person, you know, stand up for the guy. You know, if you're in jail or wherever you're at, if you stand
sure.
up for the right thing at every moment, that's where it's
sure.
really
I hear you. Down. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let me be clear about what you just said, and thank you for the call, John. I was talking about a newspaper article calling me a professional fearmonger, and I said, yes, I am trying to get people concerned and motivated, and we should be afraid of the government being totally evil. We should be afraid of all the bad things that are happening. And I guess afraid to me is a different type of word. I don't mean you should be sitting there in the corner shivering in fear with your knees knocking. I mean, you should be concerned. I mean, look, when I'm hooking up a washing machine or a dryer that's gas powered, I try to seal that gas line, you know, with that special tape you put on it right. Yeah, I don't just go, I got faith in God, I'm not even going to hook this up right. God, if he loves me, will keep this gas from leaking. Now, it's not that I'm a person who lives in fear and I'm afraid. It's that I have respect for dangerous things, and I'm trying to be preparatory as best I can. I try to drive, you know, not fancy cars, but nicer cars because they have better steel cages. Not because I'm afraid to get on the highway, but because I want to make every preparation I can to avoid the dangers of life so I can go on to do important things. Now, when it comes to fighting evil, I'm fearless because I've made the decision that's the right thing to do, and I know that I don't need to let my mind be seized by fear. It's more disgust and shock at the New World Order and a type of nausea. When I look at these people, it's kind of like I'd be afraid to jump into the, you know, a pile of dead horses or something and roll around in them. I mean, it's just disgusting. And, you know, I am upset about what's happening to the dollar. I am upset about what's happening to the economy. I'm upset about some of the general public being totally unaware of it. So when I say you better be afraid, I mean you better be concerned and you better be aware of the threats and the dangers and then take actions to resist it. Obviously, I'm not afraid enough. I've got a little bit of money in two bank accounts in my children's names for college or whatever later. That's my savings. And I've known the economy's going to plunge, and I've known the dollar's in trouble for several years, and I haven't had the time or energy to try to put that money somewhere else or do something with it. So obviously, I'm not that afraid. I'm saying we should be more concerned. We should be preparing. I should be preparing more. At every level. That's all I'm saying. All right, we're going to come back and go to Gregory, Richard, John, Nick, and I'm going to try to accelerate through your calls. And I got a bunch of other news, too. It's just a lot of amazing stuff. We're talking about Iran. Stay with us.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're talking about Iran. There can be no doubt they're preparing a giant military strike. Israel's openly saying they may hit first. If Iran responds in any way, it's going to be called terrorism, defending themselves. And don't call the show saying, you're defending them Iraners, traitor. Our government, our criminal government that is not our government, overthrew their government in 53 and killed their entire cabinet. Cut their heads off. Staged terror attacks and blamed it on their government and took the government over, declassified. Then they put in the Shah, who until 79 tortured over 200,000 people to death, took people's property, people's wives. It was a reign of hell. And then they had the Islamo revolution over there, which was very suspicious, flown out of Paris. Looks like another event because they knew there was already rebellion going. And today, it's very suspect that Ahmadinejad is grabbing these troops, whether they were in his waters or not. But see, all the analysts say, and it gets stronger if he gets attacked. It actually shores up his regime and then spreads revolution all over the region. But see, the Iranians need to understand the globalists want that. You're being sucked in, just like the Japanese were sucked in. The globalists are just too sophisticated for these people, folks. It's very sophisticated. And I don't want to sit here and toot the horn of the West, but it does seem that the Western mind is so subtle. Wheels within wheels within wheels. The Oriental mind, the Eastern mind, is certainly very subtle and mischievous as well. But I marvel at how often the Eastern mind is sucked in by the Western. Then one could argue that it is an Oriental mind that's doing all of this, Israel. But then there's a big argument about, is that the East and West meeting a hybrid of the Western and the Oriental? Which, if you actually study anthropology, it is. So the twain meet there, don't they? One of the places they meet. But it just gets from bad to worse. Let's go ahead and talk to Gregory in Washington. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to call in about these school IDs I've been hearing about from Emily, I think she was saying, or someone was calling about the IDs. I'm from Chicago originally, and we had school IDs back in about 1994 at Bloom Trail High School. You had to wear them around your neck on a little lanyard, and you couldn't get into the school without them.
So and they've got all these excuses and all these good-sounding reasons, but it's all about training you how to be a prisoner, and the asylum is run by the inmates.
Right, exactly. You know, they said they were to keep out the drug dealers and the gangbangers, but they were in the school fighting every day. But, you know, that's that point. And I wanted to tell you, I got hit to you by watching Winamp on Shoutcast.
Yes.
I saw a couple of your videos on Shoutcast. And I immediately went out and checked out everything that you got. I bought your DVD, Terrorstorm, with the package deal with the America Freedom of Fascism. One Saturday, I took a stack of DVDs. I just went out to Walmart, bought a stack of DVDs, burned them all, and took them to the library and handed them out to everybody that was in sight. I put the stickers on my car.
It's that type of action, Gregory, that's going to bring these criminals to their knees.
Well, thank you. And also... that's about it, I guess.
No, I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
What's that?
I interrupted you with the to their knees comment. You were going to say something else.
Oh, no, that's it. Now, the last guy, he was talking about, you know, how God, it's God's will. One of the things I can suggest to your listeners if they wanted any kind of, like, insight or, you know, religious insight, there's a guy named David Asherick. I watch a lot of his videos and a lot of his seminars that he puts on, and he talks about Bible prophecy and things like that. So they can, you know, check him out or Google him. He's on Hope Media Ministry, David Asherick, and he has some good stuff.
What does he talk about?
He talks about prophecy of the last days and things that are happening and how everybody's getting freaked out and showing people God's plan.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call, Gregory. Good to have you on board. Let's go ahead and talk to Richard in Texas. Richard, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to empathize with you about how difficult it must be to try to figure out which issues to focus on every day. There's so much garbage going on. And just a quick comment. Last night on the Keith Olbermann show, which is getting more interesting all the time on MSNBC, there were two things. One, they allowed Pat Tillman's mother to really shout off against the most recent hearing that she'd been granted with the military about the ongoing lies that she just blasted them on with regard to her son's death. And then more interesting even maybe was Bill Maher that they had on last night, and I don't know if you heard about this, but they gave him a full minute. Olbermann asked him what two questions he'd like to put to Bush, and the last one he spent a full minute saying that he'd really like to know how Bush could have sat there for a full 7 minutes in the elementary school as he was told that the 9/11 attacks were going on. And
yeah, 9/11 truth. 9/11 truth is really starting to happen. I heard about that clip, and strangely enough, I was here at the office when MSNBC was on in the background, and I saw him live on there. I think we were even recording when that happened last night. We need to find that clip and play it, but we should do an article on that, because that is him inching towards 9/11 truth. We now have Dennis Kucinich, the congressman, inching towards going public on 9/11, making some statements. I mean, the dam is breaking with Rosie O'Donnell. And again, folks, I'm no fan of her and her gun control and all that. The point is, if she breaks the dam on 9/11 truth, so be it. We're getting very close here.
Yeah, I think Maher looks like he's poised to take the next step, and perhaps Olbermann will even follow, at least beginning to question the story. He's certainly getting the input.
Well, they all know, believe me. They all know behind the scenes, and they're very, very close to going public. And we need to push this out public now, because if we wait till 2008, they're just going to double-team us and change horses there on the Pony Express. put in a new straw dog, and then it'll take us years to wake the public up that Democrat's evil as well. We need to blow out both parties right now, expose them as global crime syndicate employees, and bring down the whole criminal syndicate right now.
I put 9/11 inside job bumper stickers that you sent me on people's windshields.
Good job, my friend. Good to hear from you, Richard. Let's talk to John in Michigan. You're on the air, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. Appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, no problem. Topics are all over the board here. My topic I've been trying to get a hold of you is on Michigan here. We got the optical scan voting machines where there's optional paper trail tracking there. I know most states, 37 states, I believe, don't have optical. They're electric voting ballots. And I want to know what's the difference between the two in a sense of the scamming and cheating. I know it's easier on the electrical system than it is the optical scam, but I
Well, listen, you brought up a very important point, but first, because I've noticed the callers aren't doing what I ask, and that's okay because you bring up important issues, but what do you think about the build-up to war with Iran? What do you think the financial fallout will be, and do you agree that it's going to widen into a larger conflict?
Well, in my opinion, we're moving into World War III with that. I mean, you got other countries and
yeah, and we're just calmly here talking about it. Oh, what are we having for lunch today? I mean, me too. I've been just slowly conditioned that this is going to happen. It's a foregone conclusion. Attack a country for absolutely no reason.
It's just amazing. I mean, we're out murdering countries worldwide, and then you got I got family members that work for GM, Ford, and they only get their news media from the morning radio comedy show, and they think they know what's going on, and we're murdering people worldwide, and just, our country is going to shit, too.
Yeah, I appreciate your call, sir. Let me try to go back and comment on what you said just a few minutes ago. Let me try to break that down. There are five big companies, but there are three of them that make up the majority of the voting machine systems that have been sold across the nation. For the last 25 years plus, there have been optical scans. For those that were in college or high school in the last 20 years, it's the Scantron readers, the bubble sheets, the multiple choice where you fill in the bubbles with your number two pencil. The feds started having federal grants to put these in really 30-plus years ago, but they got widely adopted in the last quarter century, since the mid-1980s. And they've adopted these systems, and they're then fed through computers onto a computer system that then tabulates it onto a tape as a record. And you can rig the individual machine to steal the election, and it's easy to do. But then citizens or candidates can demand a recount, and they have pulled those Scantron ballots and had them rerun. And the problem is the same county clerk or the same state head of elections, depending whether it's local or statewide, will run it through the same machines again and give you the same answer. But there have been cases where people have gone to court and gotten that blocked and gotten a hold of the ballots and had them redone, and it was complete opposite of what people heard in the election, and elections have been reversed. So those are filled with fraud, but it's not, there's at least some record of it, and if you want to pay the money for the recounts and jump through the hoops and get past the state election boards who are always involved in the fraud, I mean, we've dealt with this. We've had the county clerk in Austin caught double-counting ballot boxes, stuffing ballot boxes, breaking safety seals. That was in the paper. But the state said it was an accident. She falsified signatures and broke safety seals and did all this on accident in 1998. So with the new systems where it's all computerized and wireless modems, it makes it much easier to steal elections. It makes it much more centralized, and there's no paper record. There's no way to ever prove it was a fraud, except that different engineers in the companies went public and said, I was hired to design it for fraud. It is a fraud. I mean, these people have testified before legislatures, but it's never in the national news. It's been in local news. It's come out that Ohio was stolen in 2004, clearly. New Mexico was stolen. Even news executives have leaked the exact election results nationwide 2 days before. That happened in 98. So, pretty much there aren't elections. That's why government's so arrogant right now. There's pockets of free elections still, but you have no way of verifying that. But predominantly, there are not elections in this country. The country is gone, folks.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least. Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Federal agents, we are armed!
I got a message from the government. Like every day, I watch and look and call them all suckers. They're warning me about Osama over there.
I see a message from the government, like every day. I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They warning me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, get the die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
All right, I said I'd get to your calls. This song is just so good. Says it all in 4 minutes. Let's hear one more verse.
Now ask yourself who's the one with the most to gain. For 9/11, man, couldn't stand his name. Now even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil so the government can do it dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still be
all right.
We forgetting, but I remember folks.
We're gonna go to Nick and Tom and David and Chris and Bob and everybody. I've got to get to this clip that I didn't get to yesterday with the use your driver's license to purchase gas. And then remember there was a story 4 or 5 months ago about, oh, people are accidentally using their driver's license to buy. It's a scam. And it was all over the country. Oh, it's something like that. It's an accident. There's no accident about it. It's designed for that. You're going to have it to buy and sell. Now, I didn't get that out of the Bible. That's the official plan, okay? Because a lot of you are atheists or agnostics, and anything you've heard that's in the Bible automatically isn't real, or you just accept it. This is a diabolical system to track and trace you, okay? We're going to get into that. Also, an amazing story here. It says, get a grip. There is no secret North American Union. It's a long story. I could spend all day on it, but we don't have time to. I'm just going to cover the basics. And we are getting that Bill Maher last night on the MSNBC countdown program with Keith Olbermann. We're getting that ready for you as well. We do have guests coming up the third hour. But right now, let's go to Nick in Kentucky. Nick, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? I'd just like to thank you first for all the work that you do.
Thank you.
All right. And I know you want to talk about Iran. I think it's strange to me. I don't know if my facts are right or not. But it says that they were on a rubber raft. Is that right?
Yes, they were on a one of the larger, medium-sized commando carrying a rubber raft, the kind that are used to run up on shore. But they also use those to interdict small fishing boats and basically harass all of the Iranian shipping. And we have to remember that right after the first Gulf War, there was actual war with Iran. I've got to pull the date. Do you remember when the U.S. sunk a bunch of their ships?
Yeah, I remember that, but the point I'm trying to get to is if you got 15 soldiers on a rubber raft out in the middle of the ocean, that kind of sounds like they're being used as bait to me. And also, from my understanding, there was a British ship within firing range of the captors.
Well, we're not sure with this case, but with Lebanon we are. They had sent Israeli soldiers over the border into Lebanon upwards of 3 miles over and over again, and Israeli commandos had the Hezbollah fighters in their scopes when they grabbed the two Israeli soldiers. And then that was in Israeli newspapers, but then it was an international announcement that they were in Israel when they grabbed them, and then that lie was just pushed. Similar to the Iraqis throw babies out of incubators, and Ahmadinejad makes the Jews wear yellow stars. All that's admitted to be a fraud now. The whole thing is very suspicious. I know this. I won't believe the British government for 2 seconds when they say that they have satellite and GPS data showing that they were a mile, 0.3, into Iraqi waters.
Right. Well, that's just part of the plot. But the 15 soldiers on a rubber raft sounds a lot like a UN aircraft being flown over Iraq to get Saddam to...
Stay there. I want you to elaborate on that in your own words. Yes, the White House memo, a provocation. Here's the deal. Iranians are continually being grabbed in and out of Iraq by the U.S. and Israel. But that's no big deal when they kidnap them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again,
1-877-928-8822. Come, baby. Welcome back. Glad you joined us. Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. It is the GCN Radio Network. Don't forget, we have a free podcast. You can go to Infowars.com and subscribe for free. And it'll be downloaded daily right after the show ends, live at 2 p.m. Central, to your MP3 player or iPod. And I am asking you, the listeners, to help spread the word about this free service. We're trying to get the word out. We're trying to affect change. We're attempting to mobilize and warn and alert as many people as possible. And we are having a huge effect, but we can have an even bigger exponential effect if you will join the millions of other listeners out there in reaching out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, your message board, your MySpace account, folks at work. We need your help. Tell them about InfoWars.com. Tell them about PrisonPlanet.com. Tell them about the free podcast. explain to them that the show restreams 21 hours a day after the live show. 24 hours a day, you can tune in whenever you want, how you want. Please help us reach out to the people of the United States, Canada, Europe, and the world, from Africa to China. We have listeners. We also have shortwave listeners from 11 to 2 live and back from 9 to midnight on WWCR, with also a rebroadcast overnight so people can listen as far away as Australia during their waking hours. 9 hours a day, we're on WWCR. All right, I know that we've got Nick and Tom and David and Chris and Bob. We'll get to all of you. Nick in Kentucky was bringing up the point that this whole thing with the British patrol boat, little rubber boat, looks very suspicious. I know they use those boats in the mouth of that river, though, classically to go board small fishing vessels. I know there's massive harassment of basically all the Iranian commerce that comes out is searched and interdicted, and imagine having that happen after all that country's been put through by the New World Order. Again, their government's been overthrown by our government. And the whole thing is very suspicious. And we know British commandos have been landed on their beach. We know in the western area they're killing Iranian police, carrying out bombings. That's been in the New Yorker magazine. That's been admitted for 2 years. And I just say the Iranians should lay down and take it. How dare them arrest anybody? How dare them say they'll fight back if they're attacked? They should allow themselves to be overthrown again and let torture camps be set up again and put up with all of it. Don't you agree with that, Nick?
Yeah, I sure do. I think... you know, it's the equivalent of the UN plane being flown over Iraq, and I think that you know, the Iraqis didn't take the bait at first. But that's the difference between the Iraqis and the Iranians, is the Iranians will, and they will have some sort of I guess quote unquote attack, if you will, towards either the British or the US, some kind of allied force.
Yeah, historically Iranians like to go to war, and by the way, folks, they're not Arabs. They're Persians, and I'm not knocking Arab fighters. They certainly have courage, but they're not known for their aiming the gun. The Iranians will aim. The Iranians are not, there's 65 million of them, too. And the globalists want this fight with them. They're going to start it.
Right. And, you know, you can turn on the TV all you want to, but they're not going to talk about the real issue, the real reason why we're in Iraq and Iran, and it's to leverage weight on China. I mean, I think that's the bottom line. And because China has been slow, in my opinion, to kind of warm up to the New World Order. So this is kind of being used to say, hey, you know, we can set up bases anywhere we want to set them up. And we're also going to control your oil supply.
While at the same time building China up to be a big enemy in the future, order out of chaos, I agree. Thank you for the call. Okay. I'm going to get into some news. There's a bunch of it here on other issues. Then we'll get back into your calls after I play two short clips. One of them being uploaded right now is Bill Maher starting to go public on 9/11 Truth. This is really exciting. But the first one is a Texas Fox piece about 10,000 gas stations about to start letting you use your driver's license to pay. Now, folks, this is so revealing. But first off, for the next 5 minutes or so, I am honored to have Ted Anderson, who's up in studio in Minnesota, on air with us, because gold prices have been steadily climbing again. They're probably going to explode. I personally am about to buy a little bit of gold. And every time I think, hey, I think I'll buy a few gold coins from Ted, because I found he's really the best price out there. Every time I am about to do that, I think, hey, why not have Ted on? Because he is the owner of the network. So you not only get gold at a great price, you also support the network. And I said, what do you have a good deal on, Ted? And literally, folks, there is, 3% markup on these, okay? I mean, this deal is so good, it is insane. Ted actually will probably end up, after he fills these orders, losing money on this, okay? I'm buying some of these very coins. These are British sovereigns. When I heard that, I said, that's it, I'm getting some. That's what he's got in at a good price. British sovereigns are beautiful, high-grade coins, and I have a few in the safety deposit box, and a few buried out on the farm somewhere in the Netherlands. I'm just going to leave it at that. These are a great buy. You're crazy if you don't buy these. And he got these at lower prices in the last week than the last 2 days with gold going up. Ted, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, great to be back on the show again, Alex. It's been a while, and I really appreciate you having me up.
Well, Ted, you're getting an insane deal on these. In fact, it's lower than 3%. I don't know if you had. I mean, folks, you cannot find coins like this at Melt. And these on the, you know, as the market's going, Ted, I know every time I get you on, we don't script it prior to discussing it. But do you want to tell folks how much you're marking these up?
Yeah, currently right now the margin on this one is $9, which and the total coin is $179.16. So I guess you can do the math. I didn't do it. If it's 3% or if it's less or a little bit more, certainly a fair margin of profit for the dollar value that we're working with.
Well, that's a guesstimation. Because I want to know if my brain's working. What is $9 on 170?
You're asking me to do it. I don't have a calculator in my in the studio.
It's ridiculous. In fact, Ted. Now, seriously, folks, this is an insanely good deal. Ted, why are you doing this?
Well, first of all, it's really important that people get involved in the precious metals market due to the fact that we know for sure we can't trust the United States dollar. The United States dollar is crashing. It's been crashing for years. It's been an ongoing erosion, and now the thing has just fallen out of bed. People need to have precious metals. There's no question about it. Second thing is the sovereign is a quarter-ounce gold piece. It's a good coin to have in your pocket just in case that there's something that happens in the future that, you know, just catastrophic events. We all know they're going to happen.
And these are really gorgeous coins, at least the sovereigns I've bought before.
Yeah, the sovereign is a real pretty coin. Being a quarter-ounce coin, a lot of people like to use them as jewelry pieces and so on and so forth. But the main thing is that you get some gold in your pocket, something that you can use. You know, the United States dollar has been doing nothing but falling through the floor. And then, of course, thirdly, you're helping the network right along. You're helping the Alex Jones Show reach more listeners and become a much more broader, more listened-to show.
I don't know. When you're making $9 a coin, it probably isn't helping much. But listen, folks, I mean, I called Ted this morning and I said, what good deals do you have on gold? I want to buy a few coins. And seriously, the dollar just plunged even more, what, another 2-3% in the last week. They're now, the IMF just said they want it to be depreciated even further. It's now down by half against the British pound, 48 cents since the euro opened in 2000, and it's only getting worse. The housing market bubble is clearly imploding. I'm very upset. And frankly, I don't have time. I'm trying to make a film, do interviews, do all this other stuff, and I've got to, you know, try to go get some of my children's savings out and put it into this so they've got something maybe in the future. Okay, folks, that's how bad it is. I have been raped. You have been raped. I should have put more of my money in gold earlier. I mean, thank God I did buy gold when it was $320 an ounce. I bought it when it was $750. You know, now it's 600 and what? And
667 right now. But the thing is it's up $100 an ounce within the last 3 months. You know, people get so complacent, they forget about where we've been and where we're going. The United States dollar is in tough shape. You're going to be paying a lot more for gallons of gasoline. The housing market is going to boom even further, I'm sure.
Listen, here's the news I've got. It says that Europe is dumping the dollar. China is dumping the dollar, going to dump $1 trillion, large parts of $1 trillion. They won't say exactly how much. Let me just find it. I just had it here. China to shift to euros on Iran oil. Reuters, that's today. I mean, I've got like 10 articles here in the three stacks in front of me, Ted. I'm freaking out. And I'm, yes, folks, yes, I'm saying freak out. I'm freaking out. This is horrible. But at least you can get a real metal. Give Ted a call. Ted, give him the number.
Yeah, the number is 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. As for the British sovereigns, they're 179.16. I don't see how you can go wrong with a coin like this. It's a great way to get involved in the precious metals market. And I know everybody's asking me, well, how can I help out the cause? Well, this is a great way to help out the cause because you're donating $9 to it every time you buy a coin.
So it's a quarter ounce of gold. Now I've got my red book. I've got like 3 years of them. I'm not a coin expert, but I know a little bit. This is the British sovereigns look like the gorgeous maple leaf, don't they, on the face side?
Yeah, they actually have a, I think, I can't remember which king it is, but it's one of the kings that are up there. It's a beautiful coin. Like I said, a lot of people like to use it for a jewelry piece. It's great for that kind of thing, but that's not the purpose to be buying this coin.
Doesn't it also have a semi-numismatic value and you're getting it basically at market?
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting it near melt.
It's a coin that was manufactured in the early 1900s, and it is. You're getting it at the melt price right now, and that's a great way to be getting involved in it because British sovereigns have carried real big premiums in the past, And there's a lot of companies that if you call them up and look for this particular coin, they're going to be charging $250 at around that right now at this time.
Yeah, what happened is I back in 2000, I started having a few dollars here and there to buy a coin here, a coin there, and I shopped around, folks, and I found that Ted is really a good deal. Especially when he offers these deals. I mean, you cannot beat this. 1-800-686-2237. Give that number again, Ted.
Yeah, it's 1-800-686-2237. And again, I want to thank the listeners for being so supportive.
Well, I mean, this is a good deal. Even if you can get one coin or three or four coins like I do every few months, this is such an important investment. And again, I would, personally, I would, bury a little here, put a little in a safety deposit box, give a little bit of to family to keep for you, just spread it around, because this is a real insurance policy. And I believe in gold, guns, and guts, and some storable food as well. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237, or MidasResources.com. Anything else, Ted?
No, that's all I've got. Just get in the precious metals market now. The handwriting's on the wall. The GAO is even saying it on the document. If you haven't seen that, ask for that document. I mean, the United States government is telling you that the dollar's crashing.
They're total bastards.
It's time to get out. There's no question about
it. Why do you think the elite are allowing this to happen? There's no doubting that they're engineering a slow decline of the dollar, but once you start down, then it accelerates, and I'm seeing massive acceleration.
Well, you and I both have said that, the elite want to have an American union that covers the United States, Mexico, South America, put it all together. They want to have world taxes with this Kyoto Treaty. There's just so many things that are going on that's driving it to new world order, one world government, that kind of thing. And the United States dollar it has to crash in order to do that, because otherwise the United States citizens won't feel uncomfortable enough to sign on to these treaties and these different things that the elite want us to have. And at this particular point in time, if you don't become independent, I mean, right now, I mean, our best hope right now is Ron Paul, and then, take your money and put it into gold and silver. There's no question about it. You got to be involved with that. Get away from this paper currency that's driven by debt, that's created by the Federal Reserve.
Well, fiat's fine if they don't devalue it to the value of toilet paper. 1-800-686-2237. They have devalued it. That they're showing. They're saying they're going to devalue it further. They are total trash. Gold will only go up. Get in now. 1-800-686-2237. Ted, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
All right. Now, I've got to really accelerate here because we've got guests coming up, and I want to get to your calls before we do that. Here is the local news piece, total whitewash, and we did check on it. There were similar pieces all over the country in many other markets. Here's Austin, Texas, Fox News, about the wonderful new system to buy gas with your credit card, with your driver's license as a credit card, and the government is warning you. The government's behind this, but then the government is warning you. Here it is.
What if you could use your driver's license to pay for gas?
I don't have to use a separate debit card or MasterCard, and if I lose my driver's license, someone else can use it.
Well, now you can, and it can save you money, but before you sign up, 7 on Your Side tells you what security precautions you ought to take. Your main piece of identification could be your next debit card. At least there is one company that's banking on it. The experiment seems to be working in Austin, but 7 on Your Side's Chris Coffey explains why the state is cautioning consumers about this.
Move over Visa and MasterCard, that other card in your wallet wants to pay.
I think it's great.
Aurora Bissig pays for gas with her Texas driver's license at this station on South Congress. She gets a discounted price as well.
I don't have to use a separate debit card or MasterCard, and if I lose my driver's license, no one else can use it.
National Payment Card offers the program where a consumer links his or her driver's license to a personal bank account and PIN number.
In this case, it's legal because they're a financial institution.
Texas DPS says it's also legal because the license is only used as a means to access the PIN number. And the company stresses your personal information is not sold. Aurora says she's not worried.
I was at first, but then you realize that you use a PIN that is not similar to your date of birth or any part of your driver's license.
A question that folks probably ought to ask themselves is,
do they feel comfortable with providing that much information to a company?
The process allows merchants to cut down normal credit card processing fees and pass the savings to their customers. Still, there's a spending limit, and your license can only pay for gas and items at participating convenience stores. Chris Coffey, 7 on your side.
Now, Austin is currently a test market for the program. A national payment card says it expects 10,000 gas stations will participate in the program by the end of this year.
Okay. Number one, you heard them say you get a discounted price, just like when you get the Trusted Traveler, which just so happens to be the real ID card, which is your North American ID card, when you read the SPP documents, that you get to go to the head of the line and go through security. Or, oh, you live on the Canadian border, you can go get a special driver's license. The feds are now offering through your state. See, at first it's, oh, select people can do this, and then it's, oh, everybody can do it, and then, oh, you've got to do it. Because I've read the federal documents. How many years have I told you you will use your driver's license? It was standardized in 93 to be used as a payment system. They had it by 1994 as law in Finland. This is how they live there. This is the model. They're now doing it in Singapore. Okay, they've already done it. They're doing it here. You'll have to have it to buy and sell. We'll tell you why on the other side. And no, this is not from revelations, folks. This is from the documents. This is real.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here's George Bush's anthem song. This is what George Bush sings there at the Bohemian Grove. And according to the Christian leaders in our country, this is Christianity now. And if you're against the devil, you are the devil. Again, George Bush's theme song, We Are Fighting This. We are fighting the National ID Card Casual Society Control Grid, and we are bad. National talk show hosts say I'm of the devil because I'm against this. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I thought we'd play that as we were talking about the National ID Card that is your federally standardized driver's license, and Neil Bortz and everybody constantly never shut up about the fair tax, and the good old boys call in and go, we just absolutely got to have it for America. They're going, let me just explain it, okay? They're going, this is official. They're going to keep the income tax and change it to the Social Security tax and claim it's pegged at 10%. Then they're going to have a national sales tax, but it's going to be graduated. If you make below the poverty line, you will not pay a sales tax. Okay? This was thought up. I learned of this 12 years ago and was reading different federal documents and plans and different think tanks putting it out. They're going to keep both, but then to make sure you're not cheating on your sales tax, we need to get this message out to people. To make sure the feds are going to have control and have officers that are involved in your everyday life. Forget the IRS. This will make them look like choir boys. This will make them look like the good guys. And they're going to stomp around the world, our financial world here in our country. And every purchase you make will also be tracked. What you eat, what you do, what you buy will be tracked. That will be given to the insurance companies. As our health care is more socialized, they're going to then penalize you with higher taxes for junk food. You're now seeing that being implemented. Lots of different types of foods will be banned, will be restricted. They'll know how much alcohol you're drinking, how many cigarettes you're smoking. Already, Bush signed an executive order 4 years ago. Every prescription you get is instantly uploaded to the feds. No judge, no jury, no warrant, no indictment, no nothing. Check into it for yourself. Well, with this new system, again, because people will go out and have folks that are in a lower tax bracket buy things for them, they'll have to keep track of what you're buying to make sure there's not cheating, you see. And you're going to have to swipe that driver's license. So 10-plus years ago, they had almost every state with the barcode on it, with the digital photo, thumbprint or index fingerprint, face scan on the photo, and that strip on the back. And I told you a few years ago about my friend who managed a Diamond Shamrock, now Valero. And what happened? I saw an old lady buying beer and cigarettes there, and he was scanning her license. And when people walked out, he said, look at this. And he took my license and he scanned it, and there was my date of birth and my name and if I had warrants. And he said, yeah, the executives are telling us in the future, if you had warrants, the police are to be called. You talk about control, folks. So remember 5-6 months ago that was in the news that people were stealing gas because, oh, the driver's license for some reason tricks the machine. It's already set up. Your bank account will be government controlled. Everything will be tracked, and you're going to do most of your buying and selling off of that sucker. Okay? But they're telling you it's just being introduced.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.